I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Donovan McNabb is talking, and he was talking with TMZ, and they asked him, why aren't you and should you be in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Are you a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. And I'm not hesitating on that. I am a Hall of Famer. My numbers speak for itself. Eli does have 2 Super Bowl rings. I will give him that. And, I mean, that obviously carries weight for a lot of people and a lot of voters that look in it. But you also look at the kind of the game changing. Has he changed the game for the New York Giants? But the fact that a lot of Giants fans are still sitting on those rings and saying how great Eli is helping his cause when he decides to retire.
Your numbers are so strong. Why do you think that the question is brought up, is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer?
Well, I mean, you look at it in a sense for a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, for Jim Kelly making it to the Super Bowl 4 times and not winning. To Troy Aikman, my numbers are better than Troy Aikman, but he has Super Bowl rings and he's played with Hall of Famers as well. That's the question that I've always asked.
Would you like to start?
Sure. Actually, you know what? No, you go ahead.
Okay.
You go ahead.
The reason that Donovan McNabb has better numbers than Troy Aikman, and he does, he has 5,000 more passing yards. He has 234 touchdowns, Troy 165.
Ooh.
He has 117 interceptions, Troy had 141. The biggest knock on Andy Reid, who I believe is a Hall of Fame coach, is that he doesn't and never ran the football enough. Even though he had the great Brian Westbrook, I think one of the most underappreciated weapons and running backs that I've ever seen. He had Brian Westbrook in the backfield, and he just wanted to throw it. He wanted to throw it nonstop. Compare that to the greatest offensive line that I've ever seen, I think, in history, and the statistical leader in the NFL when it comes to rushing the football, Emmitt Smith, and Troy Aikman is going to have far fewer opportunities. In a league that wasn't throwing it as much as even Donovan, Donovan had one of the most pass-happy coaches ever. Mike Martz criticized for being too pass-reliant. Not giving it to Marshall Faulk, otherwise the Patriots dynasty may have never started. Same thing for Andy Reid. So Donovan, I attribute a lot of the passing numbers being better to, number one, a team that didn't want to run it enough, and number two, a team that couldn't run it enough.
It's, the 5,000 pass yards, I don't care. Troy Aikman threw way more picks than I thought. I didn't know that. I went and looked at these numbers. To have 165 touchdowns and 141 interceptions for a guy that we assumed was the most accurate quarterback we'd ever seen,
yes,
is stunningly high. Stunningly.
If you go and look at Aikman's numbers, and I started doing this with some of the greats, and I was kind of surprised by Elway's not being...
Oh, Elway's not a good... Elway's not a top five quarterback.
Well, I'll disagree, but these are some of Aikman's just touchdown to interception numbers. And I'll start from 1990. 11 and 18. 11, 10. 23, 14. 15, 6. 13, 12. 16, 7. These are through the Super Bowl years, ladies and gentlemen.
And then this started in 1995 when he had 16 and 7. And the next 2 years, that was a salary cap era. So they were no longer the dominant team.
Then 12 touchdowns, 13 picks, 19 touchdowns, 12 picks, 12 and 5, 17 and 12, and he ended with 7 and 14. I mean, Choppy, you got a lot of years here where you were almost dead even with the numbers, with touchdowns and interceptions, 165 to 141 career for Troy.
McNabb had an 86.5 passer rating, Aikman an 81.6. The one stat I like to look at when I'm comparing eras is adjusted net yards per pass attempt. It factors in passing yards, sack yards, interceptions, passes attempted, all that stuff. They're essentially equal, those two. McNabb 5.97, Aikman 5.66. You know, it's not crazy to say that McNabb had a better pass, was a better passer. It's not crazy to say that. I'm sorry. Aikman's a better passer.
Yes.
McNabb did a lot of stuff with his legs too at times.
No doubt.
And he threw more. I mean, look, if Donovan wants to say that, I mean, he's actually got the support of the numbers. You really can't say that the numbers don't support and back up what he, well, you know, that pile of you know what that he's peddling. I mean, I wouldn't pick Donovan over Troy if I had a draft. If you were just to take every quarterback from all time, put him into a draft, I'd take Troy before I took Donovan McNabb every day of the week. But, I mean, it depends on the system that you're running. Troy was perfect for this system. Just like Tom was perfect for Bill Belichick's system. He didn't care about numbers. He was looking more at winning games. I'm not going to credit Troy with winning Super Bowls and take it away from Donovan because it's team effort. I don't like to do that in the NFL. But I can't say that Donovan is kooky for believing he was better because the numbers do support Donovan.
600 more passing attempts for Donovan McNabb than Troy Aikman. Now, here's what I like to do. Troy's already in. Let's go Romo, McNabb, Eli. Now, I'm putting you on the spot here with the numbers.
I can just look them up.
And all that stuff. But who did y'all think of as a better quarterback? Look, Donovan McNabb was a heck of a player. All right? It's filthy. I don't like him personally. I've heard a lot of stories. He's had his problems off the field. But Donovan McNabb is the, you know, poor man's Jim Kelly when it comes to conference championships. And, you know, he's got a Super Bowl appearance in there. Romo or McNabb? People would say that Donovan McNabb had a better career than Tony Romo. Better career.
No, it's Romo in a landslide.
Whoa.
It's not even close.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. I'm sorry to say it. Like, Romo's a better quarterback than Troy. He just is. I hate to say it, but he is.
Jeff Kavanaugh fist pumping.
Yeah, he just is. I mean, his numbers.
Yeah, but it's totally different era.
Totally different era.
I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah, I know. It's totally night and day.
Night and day.
But I'm not going. This is where I try not to use the raw numbers. Like I'm trying to go more
the counting numbers.
Yeah, the counting numbers. So like I said, adjusted net yards per attempt. Aikman was at 5.6. Romo's at 7.03. That's a halt. 7.03 is a Hall of Fame level adjusted net yards per attempt. It's amazing.
You remember the Mike Fisher fight where I almost threw him off.
Troy Aikman could do anything he wanted. I mean, he chose to do this. He could have been the greatest running quarterback of all time.
Troy, I almost threw him off the balcony in Oxnard.
What?
We were talking about Marino, Elway, Aikman, and I was just telling him, made no mistake about it, Marino and Elway were better than Troy Aikman. And, of course, that's one of his BFFs, Troy is.
Oh, I remember the fight, the audio clip.
Get that old geezer has been out of here.
Was that it?
That wasn't from that.
Oh, sorry.
But Fish was just basically saying Aikman could have done anything he wanted because he was Troy Aikman, number one pick, the prototypical quarterback. Looks like he was made to play the position from God, but he was, you know, handcuffed and limited by the Cowboys style.
Sure.
And that makes sense.
But I can't say something that didn't happen.
Right.
I can't tell you what he would have done in this situation. I hate the idea of, well, I can't tell you what Dan Marino would have done with Joe Montana. I could tell you what he did with the garbage he was given. You know, I don't know how to really put it like that.
All right. Is Tony Romo a Hall of Famer?
I mean, he should be.
You think he should be?
Yeah, I think he should be. I mean, he put up all the numbers you could ask for. He is underrated playoff-wise. I hate to say his playoff passer rate is better than Tom Brady's, but it is. It's also better than Peyton's and Eli's. You know, he's a magnificent quarterback.
McNabb, Hall of Famer.
Probably not. He threw Donovan McNabb half the time looked like he was skipping rocks.
Yeah, he did. He was not the vision of accuracy that you would picture for your quarterback. Eli, McNabb, Romo in order.
Romo, McNabb. Romo's first, for sure.
Okay. Now, you know, nationally, everyone would pick McNabb over Romo, I believe, because of the NFC championships and the conference championship games.
And that, the hatred that Romo's a Cowboy. Yeah.
Yes.
That's fine. They can do whatever they want. They can pick whoever they want.
The championships is a big thing. By the way, there are over 300 Hall of Famers. 70% of them have a ring.
Okay. Yeah.
So I know. It's like we've always said, that's what makes the biggest difference here is what hardware are you wearing?
Yeah, and look, people are coming at me in the fan text with the Romo versus Aikman thing. Just watch the game. Look, I'm sorry. He's not as good as Tony is. He's just not. Now, I'm just going based on what happened.
In a different era.
It was a completely different era.
Totally different era.
But Troy Aikman, in limited pass attempts, would throw more interceptions in a season than Tony would, oftentimes. So it's like, come on, guys.
All right, McNabb versus Romo. McNabb with 3,000 more passing yards. Tony has him by 14 passing touchdowns. They threw the same exact number of interceptions. So that's McNabb versus Tony. And Donovan McNabb saying, I got better numbers than Troy Aikman. I just think, you know, you got to. It wasn't the passing league that it is now, but you got to look at eras too and how much. It's like saying, oh, Sammy Ball? I smoked that fool. Look at Sammy Ball's numbers.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah,
I mean, it's not the same, but.
Yeah, it's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.